Since we last talked with head coach Jerry Rupp of the Hastings Raiders boys swimming and diving team, the Raiders have finished third place in the Metro East Conference relays and also fell in a very close 7-point dual meet to Farmington 94-87 on Tuesday night. Coach Rupp joined KDWA Sports once again on Wednesday, first to look back at conference relays and walk us through the Farmington meet.
Yeah, we had a pretty good start that last week when we had conference relays. Went up to Simley, up to the Grove, and took place in that. It's a nice little meet, that conference relays. Doesn't really count for standings, but it's kind of a preview, if you will, kind of see where we're at and what we need to do. And the boys did a good job. They placed third out of seven teams. We were 4 points out of second place, which was very encouraging because one of our best guys was out last week with the flu. So had he been there, there's a good possibility that we would have, you know, slid into that second spot. So that gives me some good encouragement for what's going to take place, I think, with the conference season. You know, we had some good performance. We have a lot of young guys again, so they're kind of learning the ropes of what to expect with being now on a high school team versus doing the club program. It's a whole different deal. But, you know, the older guys are kind of showing them the ropes a little bit, and that works out well. So it was a good finish for us. We move forward to, like you said, last night we had Farmington. We traveled over to Farmington. Farmington graduated a lot of guys last year, a lot of fast guys, but they also had some fast guys left over. And one of their guys, only a sophomore, has really developed into a top-notch swimmer. We battled them pretty good last night as best we could, but, you know, we just came up a little bit short with them. But we had some good performances. A couple of young guys, Eli Hitchcock and also Oliver Gergen. I named them swimmers of the meet because they had lifetime bests in their events, and so they're making improvement. And that's kind of what we're looking at. It's all about improvement, you know, trying to get these young guys, get them competitive. It's tough to put a 7th or 8th grader against a junior and a senior for boys. You know, that's just a world difference in development and whatnot. But they're working on it. They're getting there. You know, we move forward now tomorrow night, Thursday, to Henry Sibley. They come to our pool, so we will host them. Henry Sibley plays one place right behind us at the conference relays, and so we know that they have some good swimmers, a couple of good guys in some different events, and you know, we try to match up with them as best we can. We'll be back to full strength. We were missing three guys last night due to the band concert, so now tomorrow night they'll be ready to go, and we'll have full strength, and I'm looking forward to some great performances against the Warriors.
What's also very exciting and encouraging for the Raiders is seeing some new faces and new names getting swimmers and divers of the meet this early in the season.
Exactly. Well, you look at conference relays, you know, we had John Destros was our swimmer of the meet. You know, he had some really good performances. He's a sophomore this year. And the diver of the meet, that meet, was Charlie Jensen. Charlie Jensen's a 7th grader, and he's coming out of that Jensen line of swimmers and divers. And, you know, he's number 4 to come along here. And he did a good job because he just does whatever he has to, whatever Coach Brianna asks of him. And again, last night, you know, we had Nathan Barker, who's, again, a 7th grader, completed his first varsity diving competition and did really well there. So he got the diver of the meet. And like I said, Eli Hitchcock, his older sister Nora, swims on the girls' team. He's a 7th grader trying out for the different things. And Oliver Gergen, again, we saw the older Gergens come through a little while ago. And so, you know, just those guys, young guys that are really trying to pick up the torch here and make those improvements and get into that level of varsity competition.
Coach Rupp on their showdown Thursday night at home with a much improved Henry Sibley Warrior team.
No question about that. You know, Henry Sibley and South St. Paul, in the past, say, 10, 15 years, have been the traditional doormats of the conference. And Henry Sibley has done a great job in building their program, as has South St. Paul. You know, they're really coming around and making some strides and getting better. Sibley has some very good guys. You know, they've got some holes in their lineup to fill, but they got some good guys. And it's exciting for them because, you know, we talked about this in the fall. You know, they're getting a new swimming pool next year with that referendum that passed up there. They're going to get an 8-lane facility. So they're definitely a team to watch out for it because they're on the rise, and with that new facility they could do some great things for them. But meantime, you know, tomorrow night we're going to have some fun with them. You know, we're going to match up, and Coach Greg Schmidt, you know, he and I were at the University of Minnesota together, so we know each other real well. You know, he's a great coach, great mentor, and those kids are fortunate to have him there that can give them, you know, some path to the future.
That was head coach Jerry Rupp of the Hastings Raiders boys swimming and diving team, as the Raiders will host Henry Sibley on Thursday night at the Hastings Middle School pool at 6:00.